nation. Christ in you, the hope of glory, the hope of glory. You took Jesus as your Lord, and your continue in his word, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Christ is in you. Be an ambassador for Christ. Throw back your shoulders and stand. Having done all to stand, having done all stand, having done all stand.
That's great. If you want to go to Isaiah 58. What a beautiful song that is. You know, like everyone else, I have needs. And sometimes we don't even know what they are. There's just a spot someplace in your heart or in your brain that has either been damaged or it's unexplainable, really. You don't know what's bothering you, or you have things on your heart, and you try like heck, try to figure it out, but you can't, you know. And this chapter to me again, and it's one of my favorite chapters, one of Joe's favorite chapters too, because you have the ugly and then the good. Religion's one of the most ugly things in the world because it makes you feel you have to, and it makes you feel like you're never good enough. It's pressure. It's just horrible, horrible pressure. And I used to think mistakenly that religion was something that was out there, that it was, you know, a Baptist or a Catholic or whatever. I never, ever considered it could be something that I might have in my life. I never thought about it. But that's a lie. At times, we feel compelled, like we have to do things, and if we don't, you know, what are people going to think, or, you know, or what's our leader going to think? What's he going to think? And I understand respecting our elders and stuff like that, and we all ought to, but when it get right down to it, it's really you and God, isn't it, right? Cry aloud. Well, I'm starting to do that. Spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. Show my people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily. They delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching God. Wherefore, or why, have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not. Therefore we have afflicted our soul. This is religion. Thou takest no knowledge. Behold, the day of your fast, ye shall find pleasure and exact all your what? Behold, you fast for strife and debate. You know what that means? You fight and you argue. I've seen it amongst leaders. You know, you hear that in the Power for Abundant Living class, how many angels can dance on the head of a pin, yet I see believers who know the word and they want to fight over a little thing. They agree on 776,000 things, and there's one thing that they might have a debate or a dispute over, and they start fighting over that. If I were you, I'd master the Power for Abundant Living class and all the collateral readings in that. That's what I would do. You leaders in here, that's what I would do. Fellow laborers next year, that's what I would do. That's how I learned God's word. Behold, you fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day to make your voice be heard on high. You know, there's records you could look at like Luke 18, Matthew 6. There's a bunch of stuff in there like that. Is it such a fast that I've chosen? Is this what I chose? A day for man to afflict his soul? To be miserable all the time? To sit and question yourself every 30 seconds about what you haven't done? Not good enough? It's a question being posed. Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush? I don't know what a bulrush is, but whatever it is, it's not good. To spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? And these are figures of speech, by the way. They're questions posed already knowing the answer that this is not. You know, see, there's a figure of speech. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. A band is something that binds you up, holds you in. You don't feel like you can get out. Hey, that's the fast God chose. Get rid of those bands that hold you in, that keep you in, not able to break out. Hey. To undo the heavy burdens, that's God's heart. To undo the heavy burdens. Burdens, okay, heavy means heavy. I believe that's what the word means. And burdens are things that are awful. But it's not just burdens, it's heavy burdens that press down on you. God's fast, God's heart is to undo those. You know, I wear a belt when I go to sleep or when I go take a nap. You undo your belt. You take it off. It's over. Undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed, and that's just pressure just coming down on you, and to let the oppressed go what? And that you break every yoke, everything that's binding you to something. Is not this fast to deal thy bread to the hungry? And boy, there's a lot of hungry people out there. And that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house. And when thou seest the naked, that thou coverest him. I remember this literally happened to me my second year in New Jersey. There was a crazy lady on Washington Avenue that was naked, and I had to help her and put a coat around her and took her back in the house and called the people that could help her. And that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Isn't this the fast? And look at the result of accepting, you know, in our administration, all that God has given us freely, accepting that you're righteous, accepting, just accept it. You know, give one of your kids a $100 bill, you'd take it in a minute. How about righteousness? Will you take that? Mm-hmm. How about redemption? How about all the great things God's given us so freely? Take it, take it. Mm-hmm. It ain't how smart you are. I'm proof of that. Yeah. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy what? Thy health. We just administering. Shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward or thy protection. The glory of the Lord's our protection. That's our protection. And then when we accept these things, when we accept these things, then, when? Then, after these things, after accepting these things, then shalt thou call and the Lord shall answer. Well, we want our prayers answered. Well, there you go. It's right there. It hasn't changed in the New Testament. Then shalt thou call and the Lord shall answer. Boy, you can pray for the most, what looks sense knowledge-wise, the most difficult things, the heaviest things, like health or, you know, whatever. But then you can pray for something like I did last night. It was pouring down rain, coming down in buckets. A lot of you got soaking wet. Well, I was walking down the hall towards the buckets, and I said, Father, can you please lighten the rain up. I think you were at the door when I did that, when I got the umbrella. Right as I hit the door, it almost completely stopped raining. I didn't get one drop of rain on me. Nothing too great or small for God, and we can pray for all kinds of cool things and see God do stuff for us. What's the difference between God doing that for me and healing somebody of a very horrible disease? The same source as our Father, same power as our Father. He can heal a guy with a cold. He could heal a woman with a broken heart. It's our God. I shall call and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry and he'll say, here I am, I'm here. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke and the putting forth of the finger, if thou shalt take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. Basically, I'm better than you or you're better than me, and that's the cause of a lot of division, you know? Golly, Pete, there's only one good, and that's God. I think Jesus said that. So what are we going to do? I'm good? Are you kidding me? Do you know me? And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul. And I watched you guys that have been on staff or whatever the heck Dean calls it, the people that have really been involved on a daily basis and months before this. I watched you guys all week, and boy, how you were serving with a smile, how you were loving people. They didn't even know what you were doing, and you were helping them. You were there. I got so blessed by all you guys did. And of course, that's catching. So not only were the people that were like on staff or whatever you call it, were doing that, all of you were doing that. And boy, what a beautiful thing, man. And you weren't doing it because you had to. You weren't doing it because somebody told you to do it. You were doing it because you wanted to bless people. Whether it was at this fellowship, whether it was in the snack shop or walking around the hallways or just constantly asking people if they needed anything or maybe not even asking, just doing stuff for people. You're such great examples, all of you. And the reason that some of the younger people here in the Word are catching on is because the people that have been in the Word a long time have been doing it day after day, year after year. So it's just part of our lives. I would feel so, I have to get out of the house. I got to go do something. I got to call somebody. I got to, because I want to. It's my life. It's what I was called to do. It's what you're called to do too. And I see it. I see it. You guys are getting it. I'm so proud of all of you. I watched you young guys gather together in such a way this week that it's really blown my mind. I expected it, but it's blown my mind and blessed me. I guess all you girls were surrounding some hot redhead, I guess, some guy, trying to help them with the Word. And I love that. People spoke in tongues for the first time here. People spoke in tongues and interpreted for the first time here. You guys are really on it. I am so thankful for your lives. Man, oh, I got to do this. There's people going out next year. They're going out kind of like a WOW ambassador. They're going to go move the Word like crazy someplace. I want you to stand up. These are just like the apple of God's eye right there, boy. Look at those guys. All right, that's good. Yeah, so you got 1, 2, 3 fellowships right there. Who's going to do it next? I'm so excited. People are going, wow, these guys are some of the greatest people. A couple leaders even said, are you sure we want to send everybody on? Are you out of your mind? There's a lot of people up and coming, man. There's already been people asking, can I do this fellowship? Can I step in? Can I do that? We're fine. And this year of fellow laborers, we have 5 people, like 20 years old. That's about the average age. And I ain't going to have them stand up till next year, though. We'll see if they make it. But listen, if this is a successful year, which it will be, we've got the next 5 years nailed, because I know a lot of you young guys that are in high school yet want to do it. Yeah, we got a lot of people coming, man, and it's awesome. You know, if thou draweth thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light raise in obscurity, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Philippians 2:13 says, it's God that worketh in you both to will and to what? Do of his good pleasure. Man, oh man, we've got 9 manifestations. Look at this. The Lord shall guide thee continually. Psalm 37, maybe. Keep your finger here. I think it might be 37. If it's not, it's okay. God loves us. Somebody there? Somebody read verses 3-6.
Go. Trust in the Lord.
Stand up.
Psalm 37, 3-6. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Amen. Boy, oh boy, that's God's word, ain't it? Somebody want to read Psalm 1? Go ahead, Marty, stand up.
1 through what?
1 through what? How many verses are there? Only, I'll read the first 3, I guess.
Psalm 1, verse 1 through 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Thanks. Back in Isaiah it says, the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought. It's drought, you know, is a drought. It's dry. Satisfy thy soul in drought, and shall make fat thy bones, and shall be like the watered garden, and like a spring of water. What a beautiful mind picture. whose waters fail not. I'll read Jeremiah. You just hold on. Jeremiah, not the whole book, don't worry. 17, I think it is. 17? Maybe 5 through 8, yeah. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from what? For he shall be like a heath in the desert. He's just like a tumbling tumbleweed, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, not inhabited. Blessed, blessed. That means happy is the man who trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he, this blessed man, shall be as a tree planted by waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Man, oh man, what a great verse, what a great word. Will be like that spring, boy, oh boy. And they that shall be, verse 12, of thee shall build the old waste places. And that's kind of what we're trying to continue to do. Thou shalt raise up foundations of many generations. The reason I had people stand up or raise their hand that first night was to show that there are four generations of believers just right here. Four. A generation, I guess, is 20 years. I'm sure some of you know better. But it's about 20 years. And so it's fantastic. Look at this. Of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the paths to dwell in. Look at verse 14, the final verse. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with heritage of Jacob thy father. And the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful chapter in God's word. You go from religion, which just beats you up, gets you arguing, gets division and everything else, to looking to God and Him just making a beautiful path, enjoying the fast, enjoying the rights in our administration that He's given us so freely. We have a great God. We have a great future if we stand on God's word. You know, there's somebody right now begging for help. I don't know who will get to them. Maybe it'll be us. These last couple days have hit it where it needed to be, this camp. It takes a while to blow the devilish stuff in our lives out of our brains. That's why some of you had problems the first few days here. And all kinds of weird things. I watch. And even myself, like I mentioned, it was Tuesday morning that whatever it was, I don't know what it was, but it got taken care of because of the word. I can't document what happened. But I know that there was a lightness in my heart and in my mind that wasn't there like it should be before then. And it's kind of cool to watch God deliver you. You know, somebody mentioned it. It was Dean. Paul asked for prayer. You know, if anybody needs to be prayed for, us leaders need it. I know I need it. I'm not embarrassed or prideful at all when it comes to that. Some leaders are. They just, I don't know what goes on in their minds, but it's stupid. We all need help. And we have not because we ask not. And God is ready, willing, and able to help us. Oh, I know one thing I wanted to mention. You know, you guys post so many crappy things on social media or things that don't matter, stupid stuff. I so enjoyed the Taylor Swift videos that were out last summer. It was great. All you guys out there. I loved it. They all went outside a giant stadium or whatever they call. There was a ton of teenagers and Dean and others out there. And, you know, they were all happy. But why not Post stuff that blessed you. So I challenge you. Post stuff. That's great. If social media could be a good thing if you used it in the right way. Share the word that blessed you. Share pictures that blessed you with a little caption. Somebody, little Hannah, didn't you post something about a teaching I did here, right, or something? That was great. You guys ought to do that. I challenge you to do that. Put something out there that's positive. Put something out there that's great. Even if you never posted anything, that might really get people's attention. Throw something on there that's really positive, about God's word, about what you learned, what blessed you. That would be some cool way to maybe open doors to speak the word to somebody you haven't yet. See, anything you can do to move the word, just move it. In Acts, it says, go stand and speak in the temple. Is that 2020? Where is that? 520. Somebody want to read it? Christina, you're the first one to call it. Christina, we're really going to miss because she tells me and Joe where everything is in the word. Those Hunts are Armstrongs. You want to read it, honey?
Acts 5:20. Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life.
Thank you. Go stand and speak the word in the temple. What is it?
Go stand and speak in the temple to the people.
To the people. All the words of this life. Man, oh man. So thanks a lot for coming. I wanted to play this song again where you can actually hear it. And then Dean will come up and close it out. I love you, and I really appreciate all of you. Your lives are just so invaluable. Is that the right word? So quiet down and listen to this again, okay? Go ahead. love that song. Thanks.
So many people helped put this camp together, and you know, from Jerry, Joe, and Bob helping counsel and stuff with the planning, and then Albert, Jesse, and Patty, and talking things through and everything. And then about 30 people came early to help. So if you came early to help, please stand up. Let's thank these guys. Thank you. You guys, Jerry covered it. Thank you. You guys just gave and served without any complaining and with joy, and you're the best. Thank you. That's it. Father, thank you for your great love to allow us to do this. Thank you for the profit of this time, that we could enjoy it and see it, Father. Thank you for all of these great people, for blessing their hearts and lives. And we thank you that we got to do this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Yeah.